1876, the war between Union and Confederate rages on. In the South, one group strives to keep the innocent ignorant of the supernatural and bend those forces to their own use. The Gamers Haven presents a Pinnacle Entertainment game, Deadlands Reloaded, Tales of the Texas Rangers.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it's easy, just stay calm, VorPalNetwork.com.
Know with the GM, talking with
John.
And your character's name is?
Duke McCord.
Duke McCord, okay. Okay, as Duke, you're playing
Texas Ranger.
The Texas Ranger. Private. You are the private, you are the highest ranked Texas Ranger. You are going to be the leader of the group.
Okay.
As part of your briefing, you are made aware that there are probably a couple of there may be some people in your unit, or not within specifically within your unit, but within the Rangers that you need to be on the lookout for in terms of spies. They think there's a couple people from the agency who have made it into the Rangers. They don't know who it is.
Uh-huh.
So they want you to be on your best due diligence to be on the lookout for this kind of thing and report whatever you see. As a Ranger, obviously your job is to protect people, but it's also to keep them ignorant of some of the things that are going on in the world. So that's your basic briefing, and so occasionally I will be pulling you aside to give you specific instructions that I'm not giving the rest of the team.
The recruits.
We're
not sure. Some of these recruits could be, as could any of the Rangers.
Exactly, but you have obviously vetted yourself, and you have proven yourself to be a true Texas Ranger. So that's where
Men
we're starting.
Men of the South.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to pull. Okay, I'm speaking with... Your name?
Mutan.
And your character's name is?
Dr. Archibald Eustace Insano III.
Insano III. Okay. So you've joined the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, you've been recruited by them. They realize that you have some brilliant ideas and brilliant technology, and they pretty much gave you the ultimatum of work for us or bye-bye.
Does
permanently.
That mean my wanted hindrance is no good?
No, your wanted hindrance is still good. Basically, they told you that, we'll take care of this, get you out of sight, and make sure you're not where that wanted hindrance is, or where that where you're wanted, if you're working for us. Okay. If not, we're going to hand you over. So because you have such, you've got your technology and your little inventions that they like, and they want you to build stuff for them. Yeah. Okay. As long as you're working for us, you'll be fine.
But there will still be people coming after you, right?
There will still be people coming after you.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm done with you. Oh, no, I'm not. How is your character reacting to all this? Like, you're kind of being forced into the Texas Rangers. Are you completely loyal to them? Or are you going to, or do you think that you'll have some, you know, like, if something better comes along, you might.
Well, the only thing that he cares about is using science, regardless of how strange it might seem now that it's all new, to help mankind. So as long as he can do that, he's fine. But if he sees that they're using the weapons for oppressing humanity, then he might go do something else.
Okay, great. Your name is?
Samuel Fletcher.
Okay, and your real name is?
Red.
Red, okay. You're playing Samuel Fletcher. You got the note that I sent you about your being an agent?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing right now, is just making sure my stats qualify for the agent background.
You don't have to take the agent background right now.
But I want to.
But you want to. Okay. Obviously you'll keep that hidden on your character sheet. Other people are not going to know about that for right now.
Right, of course.
So, your main task as an agent is you have heard about Project Aton, and they've heard it's something big, and they need someone within the Rangers to find out what Project Aton is. So that's along with everything else that you're going to be assigned to, and you have to follow the Rangers' orders and get that done. Your big thing is, as best you can, find out what Project Aton is.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. And then this isn't going to be on the podcast, is it?
Okay. I'm speaking with
Martin Chin, and I'm Maximilian Samuels.
Is your character?
Is my character's okay. Name.
Here's why I took you aside. Obviously, you're a huckster.
Yes.
Basically, the Texas Rangers caught you.
Yeah.
And said, "Here's the deal, witch. You can either work for us and do what we need you to do, or we kill you."
Or I turn my freedom, essentially?
Sure, we'll return your freedom.
Right.
Right, we'll return your freedom. Basically, that you're working for them. And actually, this whole training thing, because they put you through like a kind of a boot camp, quasi-boot camp thing, hasn't been that bad. A few square meals a day. People look at you a little funny when they have you use a little bit of your magic. And they definitely don't like it, but you're necessary.
Yes.
They don't accept you, per se.
Yeah, because I'm a huckster.
But you're around.
Yeah.
You're okay. You know, you haven't exactly turned on us yet.
Yeah.
You may have your own agenda. That's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, we can discuss that again at a later time.
Yeah.
But, so that's your basic motivation, is you're part of the Rangers, but it's like, all right, fine.
Yes,
you're being kind of coerced into it.
Yes, because I'm a witch, per se.
Exactly. And what you're going to find is, as a huckster...
Can we be considered a warlock instead of a witch? Because the male form...
You're a witch!
there's a male Dude. Form of a witch.
Welcome to the opinions of the...
Old West.
Of the devout Christian. It's a witch! Burn it!
Okay.
So you know, it's like, oh my god, he's a witch. Believe me, it's not the last time you're gonna hear. Alright?
Yeah.
I'm here with
Morgan Seaton.
And you're playing
Rudy Jackson.
Rudy Jackson. Do I have to make you a Negro?
No.
Rudy Jackson. Okay. Rudy is, as we discussed earlier in private, is a reporter for Tombstone Epitaph.
Yes.
You have an epitaph. Please be sure to mark down your epitaph camera. It's your secret little kind of doohickey thing. Your whole thing is you're going to be kind of trying to get pictures of certain things and expose some of the truth as best you can while keeping your own hide safe. So that's your little secret thing for your character. I don't really have to talk to you at length about this. So I figure you can play it pretty well. Okay. All right. So recording is going. As we start off, I have already pulled each of you aside, introduced who you are. The only person who I didn't introduce is our lovely friend from the Gamers Haven, Ethan, who's who's playing via Skype with us.
Hello.
Ethan, thank you for playing. I hope you enjoy yourself. As we open, you are all sitting inside a camp. You have just finished your daily routine. John, you're just getting back from Dodge City. Okay. You were there on a courier mission of not much importance. It was your first little, you know, oh, you just made private. Okay, well, go do this for us. The rest of you have pretty much just finished your basic ranger training. And you're somewhat familiar with each other. You will, whether you like it or not, all actually will know that Martin does deal with demons, but he, you know, the Texas Rangers haven't arrested him because he agreed to work with them, but everybody keeps a pretty close eye on him anyway because it's like, well, he deals with devils. He's a witch. But he's our witch.
Yes. Burn him at the stake.
Later. Later. We need him now.
Well, we don't need him. He dies.
Right.
Don't we have the guy who accidentally shoots his closest and just accurately?
Right. I think that's him and someone else.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, you know, there's that. Each of you has gotten a notice that you are to report in to the commander at noon. Are you just fidgeting with those or?
I'm shuffling them so they're ready for
okay.
I figure it's a lot easier if somebody else shuffles
for you. What other deck is there? You know, I just want to see what other deck is there. Is that the red deck?
Yes.
Hand that to Martin.
Okay. What kind of crystal you got?
Martin needs. Yeah, you got it?
Oh, we all need the card?
No. Martin needs a deck because he's a huckster.
Right. Okay. I'm just keeping it.
Plus, $3.
Right.
Rotation, $3. So that mm-hmm.
Four, right. That's fine.
So, five.
Okay. Send me phone?
Yeah, it's on okay. Messages.
Alright. So you're all due there at noon. It's currently about 11 o'clock. Does anybody need to do anything in the camp? I mean, it's a ranger's kind of like not camp, more like a fort that's about 3 miles outside of a town. You've got your, you know, there's a couple buffalo traders in the area who are trading some they're skins and stuff. There's a couple traders, just general traders who are camped outside the fort for, you know, booze and rations for you know that outside of what's supplied to you by the rangers. If anybody needs anything else. Go ahead. Don't, without looking, everybody pull three out of here.
What are these?
Fate chips. You pull.
Can I take one?
One.
Oh, hang on.
Pull one. Or pull three, rather. And then pass it around. You can take the hat. I'll have Red, just do me a favor and pull three for yourself and pull three for Ethan, and I'll just tell him what they are.
Okay, I gotta pull one extra because I have lots.
Oh, okay, good, cool.
If dark forces are fighting against me,
you need luck.
The extra beanie. Mm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yes, as opposed to John, who has what either yeah. bad luck or Ethan, no. white, red.
Okay.
How many do I pick? Three.
Three. So
what do the colors mean again?
White.
I'll tell you.
White's a reroll. Red is either you can use it at, you can add a die six to your roll, or you can use it as a reroll. If you use it to add a die six, I get a pull from the Benny's pot. Oh, I actually need the Benny's pot because I have to pull for each of you. And then
white is what?
White is a straight reroll.
Okay.
Red is a D6, and I get a pull.
You want one?
No, I'm good. Blue is a D6, and I don't get a pull. How many players are there? Six. One, two, three,
yeah,
four, five, 6. Wow, there are not that many Bennies left.
Wait, so red is 1d6, and he gets to pull. Or a reroll?
Right, you can use any of the Bennies as a reroll, and if you use it as a reroll, I don't get a draw from the pot no matter what color it is. If you use it to add a die 6, if it's red, I get a draw from the fate pot.
And on the beach.
Alright, so it's almost noon, and you're due to report into the commander's little quarters. Like I said, is there anything anybody needs to do, or... No?
I'll have myself a nice kosher breakfast.
Yes, No. You're laughing. Ethan is playing the miracle worker of the group. The Jewish mad scientist miracle worker.
Oh,
good
God.
His name is Isaac Van Helsing. He is descended from Abraham Van Helsing.
Oh, great. Awesome.
The vampire hunter.
Oh, great. Again, I have to deal with these people.
Oh, breakfast.
God, you're having breakfast.
What?
So Red's having breakfast with Ethan. So you guys have breakfast, you know. You're able to scrounge together breakfast. They keep trying to offer you bacon every morning and can't quite get why you refuse the bacon, Ethan. It's bacon! Don't you like bacon? No. No, I don't.
No, the one true God does not like bacon.
Did he just call himself the one true God?
No. God doesn't like it when he eats bacon, what he's trying to say. So...
Clove-hoof animal.
Yeah. No, clove-hoof is good. Problem is it doesn't chew its cud.
I'm not even going to go. We're not going to go here.
I can tell you all about kosher laws. So you report in to the commander. I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. James Ronson is the commander of your detachment of the Texas Rangers. You've all been recruited, enlisted, enrolled, coerced.
Yeah, coerced.
Whatever.
Yeah, coerced. Gunpoint. Gunpoint.
No, all right. So he brings you in and says, "Congratulations on graduating." As you know, the war has us fairly short on men, so normally you wouldn't be going on missions with this many other new recruits, but I don't really have a choice. I'd like you to meet your commanding officer for your field team. John, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And so go ahead and introduce yourself.
Gentlemen, I am your local commander. I am Duke McCord, Texas Ranger.
Come on, guys. I got news for you. Both of you have names that are just as bad or worse, so let's not go there.
You will not do anything to get me killed. I enjoy
living. Do our best.
You might want to stay away from me.
Yeah. Okay.
Ignore me.
Stay close to me. I'll take care of you.
But just follow orders, and you will live to see another day.
Private McCord, I'd like to introduce you to your squad.
My name is Maximilian Samuels, and I conspire with somewhat of the dark forces in your case.
No. See, you wouldn't say that. As far as... Let's be honest. As far as you're concerned, they're not dark forces. People are nuts. You gamble and trick jokesters. And you don't tell everybody this. It's... I'm a ranger.
It's my dirty secret.
It is. I mean,
the boy is a dirty secret.
And John, obviously, you've gotten some previous briefing on each of your team members. You know that he does what he does. You don't have to like it, but he's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Max,
you're a necessary evil.
Yeah,
keep it that way.
Red, go ahead and And introduce your character.
Name Samuel Fletcher. That's all you really need to know.
A man I can trust.
I am Dr. Archibald Eustace Insano III.
Okay, Archie, you're good to go.
I prefer my full name, thank you.
Doc, be happy.
And Morgan?
My name's Rudy Jackson.
Yeah.
That's rather ordinary.
Hello, Rudy.
And Ethan.
Oi, well, I'm Isaac Van Helsing from the old country.
Which old country was that?
It's the old country. The old country, you know. It's all right. Now, I do a lot of reading, and I know a few things, and really just, if you have a problem, you can come talk to me. Maybe I can ask the one good Lord for some assistance, you know.
Your leg's bouncing and you're shaking the entire room. Okay.
Yeah.
So with introductions out of the way, let's get down to business.
Yes, Commander.
Y'all attest with heading on up to some of the disputed territories for right now. We're getting some reports of some interesting happenings, and I need somebody to check it out. Now, being the disputed territories, you ain't necessarily going to be completely welcome up there, so don't go flashing those badges around. Yes, by the way, inventory. Each of you has a Ranger's badge. Yours says private, the rest of yours says Ranger Recruit. You're still a Texas Ranger as far as anybody else is concerned. It's a big, shiny, metal star.
It's a very interesting badge.
Yeah, it's a Ranger badge. Yeah.
What is it made out of? Brass or?
Metal. It's a generic metal bed.
It's a silver circle with actually the star inside of it.
I wouldn't go flashing your badges around unless you absolutely have to. You don't know who's loyal and who ain't out there. Here's what's been happening. In the warehouse section, did I say where you were going?
No.
Denver. In the warehouse section of Denver, there have been reports of flashes of light coming from one of the warehouses. Thing is, all them yellow bellies out there are too chicken to go looking in while they're seeing the flashes. They head in the morning when it's daylight and don't find anything. The warehouse is completely empty. Your job is to find out what's going on. Now, standard ranger method applies. If it's something we can use, bring it back in one piece, if you can. You bring it back in one piece, you get a nice little pay bonus.
What do these guys get paid? Nothing yet?
Right now, they get paid food and supplies.
I get more.
You actually... he'll actually give you... a group stipend of $20. Right now, he'll hand that to you, and it's basically...
It'll be 43 a month. Does he give me 20 bucks?
he gives you 20 bucks for everybody else. Train fares.
Oh, okay.
Housing, emergency funds. You know, it's $20 for the mission. For the entire mission.
Well, that's kind of expensive.
Well, they have it's
as a private, as a Texas Ranger, we make as
what he, here's the only to, here's the dollars. Here's the only problem, and mark this down. It's $20 in Confederate paper.
Confederate. Yeah,
so you are a Confederate. Keep that in mind. You guys are Southern. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You're not necessarily Southern. You're working for the South.
Yes.
Things to know about the Confederacy. Things to know about the world as it stands. It's 1876. The Civil War is still going.
Oh, boy.
Slavery was outlawed a good long time ago. There is no slavery anymore. They needed the manpower.
Oh, that is a good point, too. Is any one of us black?
No. I don't believe so.
Well, I'm Asian somewhat.
You're Asian. Okay, he's part Asian.
So, no one's black, so we're good.
But he's a little yellow.
literally.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
So that's your mission. You are currently... One moment, please. I'll tell you exactly where you are if I can, because I can't remember right now. Let's see. You're heading to...
Ethan, do you have anything to add to this thing, the whole thing?
Ethan's nice and... He sits and he'll comment when he wants to. He likes to do that. You are currently... Say you're in Dallas right now. You're heading to Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Uten, you're shaking.
Sorry. What's that?
It's gonna take you about
a while.
Yeah, it's gonna take you a good week to get to Denver via rails, because from out being outside of Dallas and this fort in Dallas, you have to go from Dallas to Jackson. I think that's Georgia.
Are we in state garb or are we in like ranger garb?
You're
no particular.
Yeah, there is no particular. I mean, a lot of the Rangers wear dusters and stuff, but because of the state of the war and because of supply lines, it's like, okay, yeah, here's your Ranger badge, wear that, and that shows that you're a Ranger. Your clothing, we don't have uniforms for you. We don't have the money for uniforms for you.
Understood.
Give me another of the ruby slashes. So we have procured rail tickets to Jackson for you. You'll have to pick up tickets in Jackson to get you to Denver. You'll be taking the Dixie Rails to Jackson, and then you will be taking a Black River line through to Denver. I'm sorry. You'll be taking a Kansas City Little Rock line from Jackson to Little Rock. You'll be taking a Black River line from Little Rock to Dodge, and you'll be switching from Black River to the Denver Pacific line to get from Dodge to Denver.
You guys that all down, buddy?
No.
It's all right. It doesn't really matter that much. I'm just telling you. Any of you have questions about your orders?
Not about my orders, but I do want to know if there's a ticket for my horse.
Let's introduce the luck roll. Do you guys know how a luck roll works? Okay, this is a house mechanic, and I like to use this to determine things I hadn't thought of and that they may or may not have thought of. Roll me 3d6, and for every 6 you get, you've got good luck. Once you get, you've got bad luck. Anything else is neutral.
What if I have the luck merit? Because I have the luck edge.
Roll me one set, and then we'll see what happens.
3d6. No wild die?
No wild die. It's just a luck roll.
I got 6 and 2 fives.
Yeah, this is taking for your horse.
As simple as that.
Yep. They remember to get a ticket for your horse. So that.
Is there a ticket for Curly, my mule?
What's your luck roll?
Two up, actually.
Two up? Yeah. There's a ticket. Just so you guys know what two up means is. Sixes are up, ones are down. So two up is two sixes. What'd you roll?
6, 1, 5.
Ooh.
Neutral luck the hard way. Yeah, sure.
Actually, my luck roll is my horse didn't make it back
from Dodge the first
time. Dodge last time.
Okay, so
I need to requisition a horse either here or once we get into Denver.
He had a ticket, but.
Yeah, there's a ticket for the horse? Wait, what do you mean your horse isn't there?
It got shot out from under me on the way back.
On the way back.
And your horse couldn't get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah. I would never be careless of your horse.
Very clever. You got the hell out of the Dodge. The horse, not so much. Let's see if you're going to get a requisition. They're going to try and arrange for there to be a horse waiting for you in Dodge. For the last leg of Dodge Denver. Does anybody else happen to have a horse?
I don't have a horse.
No? Okay.
Fun. Roll to see if you get lucky.
Wait up! No. Yeah, let's see. That's a good point. Let's see if...
Well, I have a way of getting around, but it can be dodgy.
What did you take?
I'll just blast. If it's a blast of air, I can put it towards the ground and have me go a few feet.
Interesting.
That seems like magic to me.
It's science. Go get educated.
Right.
You don't seem the type, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Morgan Martin, you two have horses waiting for you in Dodge. You actually, for some reason, they had a horse requisitioned for you because you've got a bunch of equipment to carry.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool, I'm going to Dodge a horse waiting for me.
I may have a horse waiting for me.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, is that they're trying to requisition horses for the three of you and get horses waiting for you at the...
Dude, does it
just leave
with saddle and saddlebags, or
with them?
No, you
got to buy them. They'll have saddles, not necessarily saddlebags.
The saddles, yes, bags
them. If the horse is there, we're gonna check and see if it's there when.
Well, I'm bringing my saddle just to.
Well, I guess I'll pack my horse up and then I will. Whenever everybody heads out, I'll head out to the train.
Yeah, he'll go ahead and dismiss you.
I'm gonna spend most of my time on the train with the priest.
Okay.
I'll pull out the only book I have, which is the Bible, and I'll sit beside him and read it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, as far as I've got it figured, Isaac Van Helsing's whole take on, you know, everybody else is Christian as well, you know, and I'm sure most of you've gotten used to him by now, and it's like, well, he's may not be exactly our type of priest, but he's the closest thing we've got around.
Yeah, priest,
he works. So.
He also constantly chants in Hebrew.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Mumbles to himself in it at times.
Oh.
I think
shouldn't being me the way I am, should I be like making like snide remarks about it?
That's
a dive.
All I know is that I need to invent headphones post haste.
Well, okay. Let me answer your question with a question,
Martin.
Yeah.
Do I value my life?
No. How does your character feel about religion?
Religion.
Hold, before you answer, just think about this for a second. You're a huckster. Yes, you deal with Manitou. Jokers, as you think of them, that doesn't necessarily mean you're not a God-fearing man.
Right.
You just don't see it as dealing with devils.
Yeah. Dealing with another type of form of religion, essentially.
Well, no. You can be a good devout Christian. What you're doing isn't wrong.
In your eyes. Yeah.
As far as you think.
But in the general public, I'm like wrong almost.
Well, yeah, I mean,
my take on religion is basically, in the game, is like, God, is like, that everybody has God for just their own moral code, and they use it for like an excuse, almost. Doesn't that seem logical?
It's not about what's logical, it's what you want to play.
Yeah.
John?
Mm-hmm.
One more thing to mark down in your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You have a book called...
Oh, I already marked that down. I have the book.
And you
up
have...
To, a, up to a certain point.
You have that. You have a not... you have an incomplete chapter 13.
Okay.
Hmm. Alright, so everything gets loaded on. Your tickets are for actually like 2 hours from when you meet with the commander. So that's all, you know. So once that's done, he tells you to be on your way, pack your things, and I'd say get the hell out of Dodge, but get the hell to Dodge, and then from there to Denver.
The horse didn't make it last time. What chance do we have?
Pretty good if they're shooting horses and not the people.
That's true.
Yeah, better to shoot the horses than us.
At that point.
We're going to a place called Dodge. Very nice town. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, real nice.
Right.
No,
Wyatt wouldn't be there. Wyatt's in Tombstone at this point. Right? I'm assuming, right?
Wyatt?
Would have been in
Dodge. No, it's too early for him to be in Tombstone. He's in Dodge.
He would be in Dodge. He's in
Wyatt. Wyatt Earp would currently be in Dodge with Bat Masterson and whatever his brother's name is. Max Masterson. What the hell? Ethan, what was his name?
Bat Masterson.
No, Bat Masterson, and then what was his brother?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember off the top of my head now.
No. William was Bat. William is William Bat Masterson. I know it's one of those. All right, so you're on your way. You set off, and it's a decent Dixie Rails line train. It's a passenger line. It takes you about 2 days to get from Dallas.
Ed Masterson.
Looked it up.
What was it?
Ed.
Ed? Okay. It takes you 2 days to get from Dallas. Yeah, I think you have actually about a day with the speed of the Ghost Rock trains to get from Dallas to Jackson.
Oh, God, it's running into Ghost Rock.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind that Ghost Rock's stronger and
denser. It was being
well. It's not denser. It's just
south
stronger.
The north really started getting involved in it.
Right. And well, that's the thing is that the south really got their hands on a lot of Ghost Rock first.
Do they burn it or do they?
Ghost Rock burns like coal, but as it burns, it screams. It literally, it sounds like someone screaming.
Oh. Like steam,
like a white vapor comes off of it.
Yeah, a white vapor comes off of it. It looks like what it looks like is it looks it's black like coal. But like with white lines in it, and it burns 100 times hotter, 100 times longer than coal. So you can run. I mean, that entire trip from Dallas to Jackson took maybe about as much coal as fits in that hat. I mean, that's how efficient Ghost Rock is, but it makes a complete racket.
Usually an engineer from a train will be deaf after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they...
Or they wear ear protection.
The other reason a lot of the trains can run faster is they're not carrying tons and tons of coal to power the train. They're carrying a little bit of coal, so there's not as much weight for the... they don't need as much coal.
They carry like a trunk load.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so... you get to Jackson. No real incident. Pay for your tickets to Little Rock costs you.
It's a nickel ticket, so.
Is it a nickel ticket, so.
30 cents.
Six tickets plus ticket for the two horses.
So 40 cents.
And that'll. Is it a nickel ticket or a nickel a mile?
I think it was a nickel ticket, according to the one thing I saw.
Yeah, sure, we'll call it that. That's fine. I'm not really that concerned with it. You make it to Little Rock. You make it from Little Rock to Dodge. It's about a week later. You actually, interestingly enough, you see some gunshots, some fights off to the sides, some small
Was that gunfire?
Right. You'll see some small skirmishes with what
look like Union and Confederate soldiers as you're going from Little Rock to Dodge. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe a bullet hits the train, a stray bullet hits the train, but nobody gets hurt.
Right. Now we're entering into Dodge.
Now you're rolling into Dodge. And
at this point in time, I'm putting the badge inside.
You're putting the badge away. Everybody else putting their badges away or not?
Yeah.
Mine is somewhere in my backpack.
Okay, so everybody has their badges away.
I put mine in my pocket. Just to let you know, it's a nickel a mile.
Nickel a mile?
Oh, okay. That's going to be...
Yeah.
That's going to take a lot of... That's going to take a lot of our $20.
Why don't you just say $1 per ticket? Make it do that.
Okay, John.
Yes.
You got a horse. You too?
Not
they
so much.
There weren't any left. And being the commanding officer, he gets the horse.
That's a good point.
Is there any mules?
Nothing left in the stables right now. The
horses, carriages?
Nothing you can afford. You cannot afford a steam wagon at this point.
A team of dogs and a sled.
No. You make me lose my train of thought every time. So you're in Dodge. The next train's that won't be coming through until the next train to Denver won't be here till for about actually 48 hours. So you've got 2 days in Dodge.
So we should find a right place to hole up. Is there any inns or saloons?
It's Dodge. There's plenty.
Oh, here's everything here.
I think I'm going to stay outside the city limits.
You're going to stay outside the city limits? Okay. It's a boom town. You got outside the city limits, there's a lot of camping and stuff. Just inside the city limits is kind of iffy.
Is there a red light district?
Not right now. There is, but we're not going there right now. And then you've got the city proper where it's a lot nicer. Tensions are high in Dodge City because you've got two rail lines running into it. You got the Union Blue, and you got the Black River Line, which is primarily used by the South. You're in heavily contested territory in Dodge. There's a lot of people wanting a lot of things. So you know. The north side of town has a lot of northern soldiers. The southern side of town actually has a lot of south. That's just the way it actually ended up falling.
Oh, great. It's a powder keg.
Yeah, it really... I mean,
don't
you...
Don't start anything here.
And you'll know from having just gotten back, you're supposed... Keyword is supposed to turn in your guns.
Yes. You turn your guns in when you go into the city. That's proper.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna go, here's what you're gonna notice is that a lot of the people in the outskirts. Yeah, you're not supposed to have guns anywhere in Dodge. Everybody's wearing a gun in the outskirts. You start looking towards the city proper, and nobody's really carrying guns.
Firearms.
Obviously. Right, and you'll see a couple of lawmen with big shiny marshal's badges,
and one really big tall man.
How come?
Yeah, well, you actually don't see him.
How do we have jurisdiction here?
You don't.
Hence,
we have jurisdiction in the south. This is disputed territories.
This is the disputed territories. You don't have jurisdiction.
So what is our mission again? Because I feel like
your mission is to go. Yeah, you're basically on a layover in this area. Nowhere in the contested territories do you technically have jurisdiction. There are people who will respect your authority being, you know, halfway, but you know, some of them having come from the south, some of them having come from the north. you've got a layover right now. You need to find a place to stay for the night, and you need to figure out what you're going to do. So, what's going on?
What's the plan? Well, seems we're a little out of our league here, a little out of our area. I think we're going to stay in the outskirts. There's places to stay. I found a few when I was here last time. That way we don't have to turn our guns in. Don't start any trouble.
Why are you looking at me?
Keep talking.
Don't talk to people unless they talk to you first. Don't start any trouble. We don't need to bring the marshals or the town sheriff into anything. All right. We don't need anybody looking into our business. We have something specific to do. We need to get to Denver. I don't need any of you guys ending up in jail.
Or burned at the stake.
Yeah. What?
Disregard what I just said.
Don't talk about that.
All right.
I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
Remember, you're here because we need you, not because we want you.
Ah. Right.
So let's hold up a hotel near the rail line.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Depends on whether you want niceties or a bed.
I'm okay with a bed.
I'm not sure how much you boys like to drink. Yeah. When we're on a mission, I don't. So I'm all for just staying at a bed. We can get a nice cheap hotel. Probably split two of us to a room.
Ethan?
Yep.
It's currently Sunday, just so you know. So that's
okay.
That's not a concern for you right now.
So we'll head to the triple chain there and hole up there for the day until our train leaves.
Okay. Well, right nearest.
So
sorry. The train lines are kind of
busy.
In on the
$2 per person.
On one of the edges. It's Dodge City. It's a little bit more competitive. You'll actually be able to find reasonable cheap rooms for about $1 a night, actually. Oh, sure. Matter of fact. Perfect. And right here is the saloon you find.
Good.
This is on the outskirts?
This is somewhat on the outskirts of town, yeah.
Near the train station.
The marshal's, the sheriff's office you see. John, go ahead and just put that facing that way. And just a little bit further down. The stuff, you know, you'll see this. It's the outskirts of town. There's like a marshal's office. The doors are closed. It's you don't see anybody inside. It's kind of like an auxiliary office that they can use if they want to. Being the outskirts, they don't tend to.
So where's the flop house? Are we staying in the saloon?
Yeah, the saloon. Has everything you're gonna need.
So we got three rooms, two guys per room.
Okay.
I'm in the mood for some.
I don't know how my character feels about being around all that flammable liquid.
I am in the mood for some Kentucky Red Eye. Do they serve Kentucky Red Eye? Okay, now for the fun part. Let's see. You staying with the priest in the room?
I'll stay with the priest.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me and you. Doctor?
No.
Doctor?
No. What's your character then?
Rudy Jackson.
I think I'll stick with Rudy Jackson.
He's
sticking with me. I'm staying with you.
Why? Why am I not surprised?
Ethan, is that cat on your end or mine?
That might be the dog.
Dog makes
funny noises sometimes.
Okay.
Dog makes cat noises.
All right, guys, here's a bunch of miniatures. Go ahead and pick something for your character.
Maybe that one over there. Next, that one.
There's also him.
Give me the one in the black.
I'll take the beaner.
Watch the slurs, cool. Please.
What? Oh.
Damn, watch the what?
Slurs.
Oh. Sorry.
It's like a rip on these.
Everyone's picked someone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
We need one for...
We need one for Ethan.
Ethan, what's your guy armed with?
Well, it depends.
Well, we got...
pick that one. That one will work. It doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a... I think it fit in like a bowler hat, which kind of would fit.
That's what I need.
Ooh, look, we got a that's a water trough.
Yep.
Where are we putting that?
Put it in front of the saloon.
You can put it in front of the saloon. So you take your horses off the train and
yeah, we got girls.
I mean there's ladies in the night standing outside.
I like the piece of that calico horn.
So you wander inside.
So glad I'm not stuck with him.
You wander inside, and you know, of course, it's you know, kind of a nice atmosphere. It's you know, it's a somewhat seedy saloon.
Music playing?
No music.
There'll be music in a second.
A jaunty tune. There's probably a piano playing in the bar, but probably not playing in the daytime. So.
Yeah. Well, it's mid afternoon.
Happy hour. Oh, this is scaring me.
You'll hear piano playing. And being on the outskirts, you know, there's a mix of people inside, and you will notice that there is one table full of Union soldiers. Now.
can we get the room really fast?
Well, you walk in the door, and keep in mind, you know, they don't know you're Rangers, so...
That's true. They didn't even know we're Southern. We haven't opened the houses yet.
Right.
He's got the least Southern accent of us all.
No, actually, I think Isaac has the least Southern accent.
We should have Isaac one of the least for us.
Yeah, actually, it's, Isaac, get us three rooms.
Out of character, for a second, or do we just establish what states are we from, or...?
Well, it's not really that important right now.
Neither is your date of birth at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, something I want you to write in later, but don't have to. Ethan, you still with us?
Yeah, I was starting to think I hadn't heard it for a while.
He's there. Ethan!
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I can't hear him.
You turned the volume on him.
I'm still here.
Yep, no, okay. Your commander would like you to secure the rooms as you have the least Southern accent, and there are a group of Union soldiers in the room.
All right.
So.
Get us three rooms, I give you some of the money, and don't flash the script because it's Confederate, so.
Okay, so you actually, your own personal money is probably in coinage.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the money they gave you. Are you giving him?
Nah, I mean, I've got $31 in coins, so I'll give him, you know.
Okay, so you give him $6 or
whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Get us three rooms, we'll double it.
Is it a room like a dollar?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, yeah. The train's 2 days off.
Oh, yes, that's
there.
So,
right, so
we need three rooms for 2 days.
Right. So the bartender and innkeeper is standing behind his bar and, you know, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fairly well, fairly well. What can I do you for today?
Well, me and my compatriots here would like some...
Some rooms? Okay, I have about four rooms available. How many you need?
We're going to need three of the rooms, please, for two nights.
Three rooms for two nights. That'll be $6.
All right, here you go.
Okay, thank you, thank you. My name's Mickey, by the way. This is Mickey Saloon, and...
Can I get a receipt for that?
Sure. I suppose I could write you out a receipt.
I'd be much appreciated.
He scribbles on a piece of paper, you know, three rooms, Mickey Saloon, two nights. Hands it to you.
What are you going to I'm just watching this and going...
I'm just going ahead and saying that's probably the worst idea we had.
At least you didn't get us killed.
Does he happen to have the big mouth hindrance too?
No.
Okay, good. God.
Not for that, it would be in deep.
You know, as he's getting this, you realize that the Union soldiers, they start getting a little bit loud, arguing with each other.
About
a hat.
Like a cowboy hat?
You can't really. You don't know why. You don't know why they started. I mean, all of a sudden you just hear it. Oh yeah, well, and they're
Arguing inaudibly.
Are we talking the bartender?
Well,
the bartender have whatever. Yeah, he's
Isaac's talking to the bartender. Where are the rest of you at this?
Is there another bartender at the bar, or is it just one bartender?
You're up with Isaac. Okay, so Red's character's up with Isaac. Mooten, where are you right now?
Chilling out with Mr. Rudy Jackson?
Rudy Jackson.
Okay, and where are you guys? Did you guys sit down at a table?
Was there a table near the door, near the swinging doors?
There's a table.
I would like a shot at the good stuff.
So you go up to the bar?
Yeah, going up. You're getting a shot at the good stuff.
One second.
So can we go to our rooms?
Well, what do we get? We're just getting the room, so they don't do work.
Yeah, we're going.
Can you just mark the other side of that? Just so I know how big it is.
Okay, that's fine.
Oops.
We're out there.
Oh, we got the ladies in the night
right there. No, ladies in the night
around there. Okay, so there's the interior of the saloon.
Is that the interior? I think that might include the front.
No, the front's here.
Okay.
Here's the trough right in front of it.
Bars here, a couple bar stools. Got the table over here, 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 here.
It should be there somewhere. Probably in the corner.
There he is. Crack my new mini.
Then the bar's off the spot. You can't even get to the bar to get a drink because they're in the way. Well, technically proportionate, well, be bigger.
Yeah, proportionate with the bar's right here. Oh, please stand up, Mickey. Hey, guys. Mickey, the Wild West bartender. He's got a shotgun.
Shotgun over his head,
he's got a bottle in one hand and a shotgun over his shoulder.
What is that?
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon. on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.